This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, still or sparkling, Nestlé's Perrier water crisis. Bubbles over as Europe's groundwater turns toxic. They used to say a Perrier bottle was the height of European sophistication, green glass, tight bubbles, and a whiff of French prestige. But now, it's starting to smell more like cover-up than class act, in a move that reeks of strategic exit rather than sparkling ambition. Nestlé is quietly ditching its European bottled water brands, including Perrier, and nobody's really buying the idea this is just business realignment. It's a textbook example of a company squeezing profit from a natural resource until the wells run dry or, more accurately, turn too toxic to bottle. Let's start in Vergès, France, the home of Perrier. For over a century, the village has pumped out what was marketed as natural mineral water. That label's now under siege. Why? According to a bombshell report from the regional French health agency, the water quality has deteriorated so badly, Nestlé was advised to halt production. One well was so contaminated with E. coli that 2 million bottles were destroyed. But it wasn't just a rogue poo particle causing a fuss. Banned pesticides and those notorious PFAS forever chemicals have shown up too. Under EU law, natural mineral water must be bottled at source with zero treatment. But Nestlé had already begun filtering their water, violating the rules, risking public health, and, allegedly, doing it under the radar. French senators say there's been a deliberate effort to cover up what's really going on. That's right, folks, your Perrier may not be mineral, and it sure as hell isn't clean. So what does a global mega brand do when their flagship product is circling the regulatory drain? Easy. Rename, reframe, and rebrand. Enter Maison Perrier, Nestlé's new US launch. Same fizz, shinier label, no mention of natural mineral water. That's not an oversight. That's a legal necessity. All of this has echoes of a deeper, older rot. Peter Brabeck-Letmath, Nestlé's former CEO, famously suggested water. Yes, drinking water shouldn't be considered a human right. In a 2005 interview, he labelled the idea of universal water access as extreme and said water should be treated like any other foodstuff with market value. He later walked it back under pressure, but the damage was done. That quote stuck, and so did Nestlé's reputation as a corporation that sees nature as a ledger. Meanwhile, US and Australian companies are positioning themselves as the new stewards of clean, premium water. As Europe's groundwater sinks into a chemical abyss, bottlers are looking south, where stricter protections and newer aquifers haven't yet been wrung dry. The Perrier situation is a potent symbol of what happens when corporations are allowed to extract, pollute, and profit until reality catches up. It's not about thirst anymore, it's about trust. And it's about time we started reading the label a little closer, or better yet, asking what the label doesn't say. Because when the world's most iconic mineral water starts tasting like regulatory evasion, it's not sparkling, it's sinking. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.